This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour on the DJV program. How do you do? Most of the time, when we think about our lives, when you think about your family, when you think about your dreams, you think about your problems, do you really understand what your thinking is all about? Do you care about others? Do you care about yourself? I think this is a very interesting time. I find myself thinking about a lot of things as I mature that I didn't think about before. Desires, but I think we all have them. We have concerns, we have dreams, we have fears, we have hopes. And many of the stories that we tell here on the DJV program are all about those dreams, those hopes, the things that we can use to learn from, maybe make us better. If you consider yourselves a leader, do you? Jennifer, do you consider yourself a leader?
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Victoria?
Well, I don't know how many people I lead, but sure.
Yeah, why not? Kara? I would consider you all leaders. That's why I'm asking you that. Kara, you consider yourself a leader?
Sometimes. I don't know. It's not something I normally think about.
None of us are followers, let's put it that way.
No, and but that's the thing. I want to have people, I want to have, as we associate the things that we talk about here in the air about others and ourselves, think about ourselves as leaders. I think that's a good thing to do, because we actually are leaders of thought. What do they call this? When you get newspapers and magazines, it's addressed to influencer. I always get a kick out of that. I get People magazine and addressed. It wasn't my name. It was influencer at my street address, which I always do. That is kind of a cool thing. Speaking of that, Warren Buffett. Say it again, Doug. Warren Buffett.
I love when your East Coast comes out.
Yeah, Buffett, yeah. Has called cryptocurrency a gambling device with lots of fraud. He said it's not investing, it's a real problem. So a kid named Justin's son is trying to change Warren Buffett's mind. He has bid $4.5 million in the annual eBay charity auction to have lunch with Warren Buffett. He has not shared when the lunch will be, but he tweeted that he has confirmed the lunch. Buffett has accepted. The location will be a place called Smith and Walensky. It's a big restaurant, isn't it, in New York?
Where, yeah. Smith and, well, there's one in Vegas. There's one in Boston. It's chain.
Anyway, Mr. Sun told some finance people his goal for the lunch is, quote, to be able to bridge between the cryptocurrency community and the traditional investors. That's a pretty tall order, and I guess this guy knows that. He said, quote, might be unrealistic to try to convince Buffett in just 3 hours to buy cryptocurrencies, but we want to show him the recent progress of cryptocurrency. As far as I can tell, cryptocurrency is like being on a seesaw, a roller coaster, up and down and sideways. And Victoria, you've known more about this than anybody else that we've talked to on the air.
Yeah, I lost money with it.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, not a lot. I took like $200, and when I sold my old iPhone, I figured, I was like, you know what, I'll just try. So I bought some Litecoin, and it fluctuates a lot. It goes
What's
up and
Litecoin?
Down.
What is
Litecoin? Well, Bitcoin is the biggest. That's the most commonly known. Then there's Ethereum and Litecoin. Probably the top three are Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin. So Litecoin was cheaper, and so that's why I bought it. And it was all over the place. It bounced around for 9 months, and then I finally cashed out and lost $40. Not that exciting. I wouldn't do it again.
Is this me? And you can attack me if you want to attack me. But I see this
attack
fellow
you.
As a... Well, you might when I say what I'm about to say. This fellow is a Chinese kid. And I wonder if not, you know, we all are mistrustful of the Chinese. Do you think cryptocurrency is something that in maybe reality or maybe...
I don't think of cryptocurrency as being specific to one nationality.
No, but is there
I don't think it's a scam.
Perception?
I don't think it's like a based on scam. I just think it's so early on. I think there are a lot of people who are hoping this was the next big thing, and I just don't think that it is.
There are so many people, you know, American, young American guys who have gotten behind this from, they don't go to college, this is what they did, and they got in on the early parts of cryptocurrency. The problem is that when you sell it, you can't do anything with that money. It's like marijuana and federal regulations. You can't put that money in a bank, and it's the same thing with cryptocurrency. So you can trade it on all of these different platforms, but a lot of guys have made a ton of money, and basically the IRS has not figured out yet how to tax on those profits, so there are a lot of people sitting with a lot of cash just not paying taxes.
Well,
it's kind
I know
of
a fellow who runs a radio program. It's on 40 or 50 stations, and half of their business model, I saw him last Friday at the Talkers convention, half of their business model has been selling and promoting Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and frankly, they've made a lot of money. He approached me last year about doing it on this program, and I didn't really, I don't like to get into something I don't understand. And I honestly don't understand it, so I stayed away from it. And he asked me
again.
A lot
of people have made that mistake.
Made the mistake of staying away because they don't understand.
No. They've made the mistake of jumping in and not having a clue, and they put in a lot of money. And you know, and one of Lewis's friends who also doesn't know anything about this, he jumped in with a lot of money and lost, you know, a couple thousand dollars that he really shouldn't have even gambled with.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't see.
This is the new version of like the 90s day traders, when people would just, you know, sit at home and trade online all day long. If you if you have that kind of time, then cryptocurrency is for you. Yep.
Right. Yeah. It is. I know a couple people who became. I know a woman who lives in San Diego who became a day trader, made a ton of dough, made $10 million in 1 year. And she goes in the morning early and gets online, gets up with the market and. Works for 2 or 3 hours and buys and sells and stuff, done very well. You got to know.
There are reports, though, of people trading cryptocurrency, and they make $10 million in a day. And so that's and those types of stories, that's what lures in the general population.
Where do I sign up for that? I want to make $10 million today, too.
Right, exactly. Right. Who doesn't?
Right. Jennifer, you want to make $10 million bucks today?
Yeah, let's go.
How are we going to do that? I'll have to figure out something to do other than radio.
Do you have an in on something?
Yeah, right. I want to know what's in with you on the first big story of the hour other than crypto.
Well, maybe if you're struggling with a little bit of weight, specifically speaking to the ladies in our audience, keeping light on while you sleep, such as light from a television or a bright nightlight, has been linked with the increase of weight gain and obesity. They're saying if you sleep with the television on or if you sleep with light on in the room, that was associated with gaining 11 pounds over a 5-year period among women in a new study published in the medical journal JAMA, the Journal of Internal Medicine, of course, on Monday. There was a 17% chance of gaining weight after they adjusted the factors that women were sleeping with in the room. 22% of women who slept with lights on had a chance of becoming overweight, and 33% of those had a chance of becoming obese. So over half the women were affected by the light in the room. This can come from all sources. We immediately think of television. People who sleep with their TVs on, there's a lot of people who do that, or maybe sleep with a light on. But there's also a lot of other light sources in the room, whether it's a cable box, maybe it's a cell phone that sits too close to the bed, maybe it's an alarm clock that's too bright. It seems that these lights are really having an impact on the overall health and well-being of women who sleep with them. So if you're looking at losing a little bit of weight, obviously you have to go through all the same steps of eating less and exercising, but you may want to look at your sleeping data. Now, I'm no doctor, but I do know that for a couple of reasons that if you aren't getting into that fourth stage of sleep, into that REM sleep, you get more stressed out. You have more cortisol in your system. You get more belly fat. You also might feel tired during the day, which means that you're going to snack and get kind of munchy throughout the afternoon. That helps pack those pounds on. They're saying if you can't make a darkened environment, that the best thing to do was to sleep with one of those little cute sleep masks on, you know, the little eye masks that you put over, because you want no light to get in your way while you're sleeping. That's the most, I guess that's the best case scenario for a lot of women who are looking at getting the best possible night's sleep.
Wow. This is such a true story. This, for me especially, I am so sensitive to light, and our bedroom is just a complete blackout. And it, whenever we stay in a hotel or if we're staying at a friend's house, we just we have the routine before we go to sleep. We cover, we take T-shirts, whatever we have to do, and we cover every source of light. If it's the, like you said, the cable box or an alarm clock or whatever, towel under the door if there's light coming in from the hallway. It just, I have to have, if I have any light, that wakes me up more than sound or, you know, anything else. I can sleep through pretty much anything else, but it's the light that wakes me up immediately. And if I can't go back to sleep, then the next day I just crave carbs all day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't take care of yourself, get enough rest, you won't have the strength, the will, the courage, the energy to take on the challenges of being a high-performing person, and you won't be your best self. So the recommendation, the advice from Jennifer, Victoria, me, all of us here, is to get enough rest. Sometimes it's harder to do than, you know, you think it might be. I've begun to really focus on going to bed at 10 o'clock, and that's something that you really, you got to do, because you'll sound better, you'll be better. We'll all be better off. 18 after here on the DJV program.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 62219 in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Thank you. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Program with Granger Smith turning up. He's using tragedy to help youngsters. Big country singer Jennifer shared the worst news a parent could. His youngest son, 3-year-old River Smith, had died from drowning in their backyard swimming pool. We were talking about that earlier with our friend Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. People putting in their swimming pool, it's got to be sure you protect that pool. Know who's in it. Ty and his wife issued a statement saying, quote, following a tragic accident, despite doctors' best efforts, he was unable to be revived. Amber and I made the decision to say our last goodbyes and donate his organs so that other children will be given a second chance. It was a decision the family made during what was certainly the worst day of their lives. And yet the decision they made was certainly the best news for other families waiting for organ donations, small enough for their own babies and toddlers. Last year, who knew this? 1,895 children got transplants. Yeah, who even thinks about youngsters like that age getting
I think it's a great thing they did, though. If you have a loss, think about how you can keep your kid's memory alive.
Keep the kids alive, right. While the numbers of transplants are increasing, still so many children who are waiting, so many who die before they get the transplant. This is really something. It's a wake-up call. There, as a matter of fact, now 2,000 children on the national transplant waiting list. 25% of those children are under 5. Most children ages 1 to 10 waiting for a kidney, a liver, or a heart. So Granger Smith's family now offering the River Smith tribute shirt in River's favorite color with a Yee excavator on the front. Said Riv's favorite thing to do was watch excavators scoop up dirt, to Granger Smith said. All the proceeds from the shirt will go to the Dell Children's Medical Center in Austin, Texas, where River was cared for before he passed away. What a damn tragedy that is. Good God. Imagine, put yourself in that position. Nobody wants to. It's really... So, good for him, though, making something sauerkraut into something sweet. And keeping... Keep the memory alive. Positive, 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 positive. All right, next up here in our musical spotlight on the DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, go back to February of 1995. country singer Ty Herndon releasing What Mattered Most, love song about a woman. By May of 95, the single hit number one on the Hot Country chart. So now, 20 years later, Herndon is re-releasing this single with a couple of updates. He came out as gay a couple of years ago this year to coincide with Pride Month. He's re-releasing this hit with updated lyrics, so all previously female pronouns in the song have been changed into male pronouns. But for Herndon, the re-release process has meant much more than simply swapping out the words. He decided to revisit his hit, partially based on sentiments that he heard expressed by young would-be country listeners. When I go to speak to children, I hear this all the time. They say, especially the LGBT kids, we really want to like country music, but we don't think country likes us. There's something to be said for that. I wonder if we haven't, though, been unfair. I think my first thought would be, yeah, people who like country music, not exactly fans of the gay lifestyle. But maybe because there are so many things changing in our country, this is one of the things that is changing. Am I right on that, Jennifer? You think you're a country fan?
Yeah, I think the country music world doesn't necessarily care about whether or not what your sexuality is, so your sexual preference. But this is a good way for him to reboot his career because it's been enough time where people forget about those things, and he should be able to perform. He's a great singer, a great performer.
Said it starts with artists that have been there, starts with me. So that's the update on Ty Herndon. 28 after the hour on the DJB show. What did I do?
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Chuck Woolery here for Blue Emu. How many pain relief ads do you hear daily? 5, 10, 15? And of course, all of them claim their new ingredient or their new formula will help. Blue Emu has maintained the same quality year after year and continues to be the number one branded Emu oil product. So don't trust hype. Trust Blue Emu to support healthy muscles and joints. Choose Blue Emu pain relief products. They work fast and you won't stink.
Available at retailers nationwide.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents concerning the 2020 census. Republican Representative Jim Jordan said there's nothing inherently wrong with asking the citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Why don't they want to know something that everyone in our district knows should be asked, knows has been asked?
Opponents say the citizenship question was added to deter minority and immigrant participation and to boost Republican representation. Behind closed doors next week, the House Judiciary Committee will question former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. The Democratic-led panel plans to ask about her time with the administration, but it's not clear whether the president will assert executive privilege to prevent Hicks from answering questions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Victoria. Oh, boy.
Well, to pull back the curtain a bit, at the bottom of every hour, you come racing back out of breath and usually eating something. So we just know what to expect now.
And then we get about 30 seconds in and Doug is...
Yeah. So. He can't breathe, he can't talk, he can't swallow.
I was eating a piece of chocolate fudge. That I got yesterday. It was really good. Thank you very much
champions.
For giving me that intro. The DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller. All right, the story of Chad Albright is worth some time. Chad Albright was a college student. He went to college in Pennsylvania, grew up in Pennsylvania, got out of college. He had a $30,000 student loan to pay off. His family had convinced him borrowing money for college was a good idea, sound financial decision. And so he went with it, signed on the dotted line, and when he got out, he owed 30 grand. He couldn't find a job, and he couldn't find a job, and he couldn't find a job. And he was expected to make a $400 loan payment every month, but he had no money, no sustainable income, no job prospects. He said, college ruined his life until he decided to, after reading books about the American dream, he decided that he would take his dream to China. So he bought a one-way ticket to China 11 years ago, Again, his bill was $36,193, and he went to China. He used his English to start teaching Chinese students how to speak English. Been there 10 years, found somebody else over there doing the same thing, and that's how he has lived his life. So, what does that say? That story, what does it say to you, Jennifer? Just out of curiosity, what Mr. Albright said, he couldn't find a job here, so he went to China.
I think it's pretty sad. Everybody walks a different path in life, but it is very hard for me to believe that he couldn't find a job in the United States.
Well,
he
could work at McDonald's, he said.
Right, that he could find better circumstances in China, of all places, in a communist nation. So yep. To me, it seems a bit like there's something doesn't pass the smell test in all of this. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I haven't heard a lot of people who are pursuing the American dream of capitalism going to a communist nation to get there. It just doesn't make sense to me.
What about you, Kara?
Yeah. I mean, I think he has a point that I was just reading the article, and one of the things...
By the way, he went to Millersville University. Go ahead.
One of the things that he says is that when he grew up, he was kind of led to believe that going to college is what you were supposed to do, and then you would get a job afterwards. And I think for a lot of generations, that is true, that you went to college, and then after, you were kind of guaranteed a job. That is not the case anymore, not even close. And I think people think student loans are the normal thing to do, and that nobody really explains what student loans are when you're in high school applying for colleges, and then you graduate college and you have a ton of loans and you don't know what to do. Now, would going to China be my solution to getting a job? Probably not. I don't know if he applied to different jobs all around the country, but paying for a flight to China is pretty expensive. I don't know if he had a job before he went over there, but
no,
I can't imagine there was a guarantee. So it just... I don't know. Maybe he was a dude who was online and there were a bunch of Chinese girls that were into him and that's why he went over there. But I can't understand why out of all places that you would go, that you would go to China. It's just a pretty far away. And then if you go over there and don't get a job, you're kind of even more screwed, aren't you? I don't know.
Is the moral of this story, is he a millionaire now?
But he's got a job and somebody in his life and he likes living in China.
Well,
and he
good
likes,
for him, Sorry,
the population's a little too high here anyway.
I like Victoria's punctuation on Zoom. Her voice drops off like you're dropping off over a cliff, and then she'll have that laugh, that chuckle, and we know it's time then to move on because the final pronouncement has been made. All right, so Victoria, take us down a different street, will you please?
Sure. Well, let's go to New York City. There is an update on that helicopter crash that happened on Monday, and the pilot, who has been identified, his name is Tim McCormack, he died in the crash, and this is when he crash landed on top of a building in Times Square. And so now the FAA has started their investigation. They have a few things right away that they're pointing to as possible causes. For me, the weird thing about this, though, is that he flew around Battery Park, which is the most southern part of Manhattan, where the Statue of Liberty is. So he flew around that way, up the west side, and then he cut into, somewhere in the 40s, he started veering towards Midtown Manhattan. I don't understand why he didn't just follow the river back around the other way to the East River, it's easy to just go right back down where you were and avoid all the buildings. So there are a lot of questions. Unfortunately, we will never know the answer because that was the last time that he had checked in with air traffic control. So
pretty tough to imagine. But the building, the fact that he was in a helicopter, that rotor that could have gone into the side of a building. And
it could have been so much worse.
Up next, we focus on food here on the DJV program.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Are we all ready to eat well this summer? That's an oxymoron here. Eating well does not necessarily go with the summer when you consider how much food is cooked outside. But is it all bad? The editor-in-chief of Eating Well magazine, Jesse Price, is here with us to talk about what we ought to, maybe some of the tips that she has from her perch as to eating well and still enjoying the things that go with summertime. Nice to have you here, Jesse. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, summer, I have to say, really is all about eating well because it's farmer's market season.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You live up in Vermont, where I live in Massachusetts, and a lot of people around the country that are listening. We have a lot of listeners in the area of the country where farming is first and people live in rural America. So they know about what you are speaking, although I think now there are more farmers markets almost anywhere and everywhere, aren't there, than there used to be?
Yeah, so in the last 25 years, the number of farmers markets has gone from about 23 or 2,500 to over 8,000 across the U.S. So it is definitely not a rural just a Midwestern thing or anything. I mean, farmers markets are everywhere. Absolutely. It's everyone is into them these days, and that's good news, for eating well, for sure.
So you've written a book, Eating Well Vegetables. You organize vegetables from A to Z. How does that, let's get a little summary or a syllabus of that book.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that book was so fun to work on, and it was something that I pitched to our publisher. I said, how about, you know, a reference book all about vegetables? Because vegetables, you know, are kind of the absolute core of our messaging around what is healthy. We always say, you know, if we can just get people just to get excited about vegetables and eat a little more produce, they're probably going to be healthier. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's actually really simple. Just that one small step can improve almost all of our diets. So we pitched the book, the publisher liked the idea, and we were thrilled. So it's arranged A to Z, as you said. Each vegetable has its own chapter, and it has information like, you know, the sort of background information about the vegetable, how it grows, where it came from, what kind of cuisine it's used in. Then we have basic, you know, shopping advice, prepping advice, storage advice, really basic, you know, how to cook it, just like how to roast it, how to grill it, how to steam it. But then each chapter also, of course, has full-blown recipes for that vegetable.
All right. So you also advise be your I was going to fall for the trap, BYOB, but the B here doesn't mean booze. It means bag. All right. How's that? This is good environmental advice.
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley. So when you go to the farmer's market, I would say absolutely bring your own bags. That is good for the environment, but it's also good for the farmer. So one of the farmers we talked to for this story in the magazine right now that's all about how to crush the farmer's market like a pro, that farmer told us that last year he spent $4,000 on shopping bags for the farmer's market. So that can have a real impact on a farmer's bottom line. So absolutely bring your own bags. I would also say, you know, speaking of the farmer's bottom line, bring cash. Most farmers today at the farmer's market will accept credit cards, but if you can pay with cash, you're putting a couple extra percentage points in their pocket, and that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. I'm a farmer. I don't know if you knew that, if you were told I'm a dairy farmer.
No.
I'm being a broadcaster. And I have an ice cream farmer's market on my farm. You can go to eastleyfarm.com and see what goes on my farm. But we mix the cows and the animals there with ice cream. It's interesting how people, and the reason I brought it up is because we just started to take credit cards. And I thought, this is going to be kind of a pain. Hasn't been. It's just that a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. So that's something. But I do think, in recognition of what you just said, the farmers need as much cash. And this year especially, it is going to be horrendous because of the weather.
Yeah.
I was just talking, I haven't been able to get anything in the ground really to start growing until just recently. So this is going to affect what you find at the farmer's market and what you pay for it. But I think you've done a fabulous service here. If you go to eatingwell.com, Eating Well Magazine's website is eatingwell.com, you can take advantage of all the work that Jesse has done, not only the books, but the magazine, understand how to work the farmer's market, what really is fresh, what really is local, and then, you know, there are a few people that come into town from someplace else that probably are not worth as much time as the locals. But there's all kinds of great ways to find the right food and to cook it well. This is a great job, Jesse. Congratulations on your work. Eatingwell.com. Jesse Price here on the DJV Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's 53 after on the DJV show, and it's time to get ready for summer. And it's hot out, the pool's open, and it's shaving season for anyone who wants to wear a bathing suit to the pool. So we have Chassie Post here with us today. She's a beauty expert. And Chassie, I wanted to ask, how are we supposed to get our skin ready for summer?
Well, first of all, this is hard for some of us to do. I mean, to slow down and take a little time for yourself. But self-care really is the best kind of care. And when you look good, I mean, you really do feel unapologetically confident. So I've got some great goodies that are going to help you do just that from European Wax Center. And European Wax Center is the go-to place for revealing and maintaining beautiful skin. And, you know, not just for the summer, it's really for any time. And it's an iconic lifestyle beauty brand that has locations all across the country. So you can go in for a service, and then you can take home products that are going to continue your service's benefit from their Strut 365 portfolio. And I really love that idea. You know, you can go in there, get the service done, and then their products are going to extend the life and extend the benefits of the services that you get. So I think your listeners are going to love some of these products. They really do some great things for us.
Yeah, so I won't lie. I am someone who goes to European Wax Center every month. I went when I was living in my old apartment, and there was a location right down the street, and then I moved to a new one, and there was still another location right down the street, so they're super convenient to get to. But I actually had a conversation with some friends a few weekends ago who were interested in trying it, but I think the word wax really scares a lot of people. They think it's going to be super painful. They're scared to go and try something new. So what do you have to say to those people who are a little bit nervous about trying it?
I have to say, I mean, it's totally understandable if you're a little bit nervous, but go in, give it a try. their experts there are so fantastic. And I have to say, once you go to European Wax Center, you never go back to shaving. I mean, it reveals the most beautiful and smooth skin. And some of these products, too, are just so innovative. They'll sort of help you maintain, you know, that great smooth and beautiful skin, you know, all summer long and in between appointments, which is something that I really love.
Yeah, I totally agree. Obviously, I've been going there, and it's been like a year and a half, and I don't think I would ever go back to shaving.
Oh, that's so great!
You keep mentioning these different products. Can you go into any depth about the 365 line and what people can get from that?
Absolutely. So, you know, when you talk about your summer skin regimen, and so you go to European Wax Center, so you know, like, the first step really in revealing that beautiful skin is waxing. But post-wax, there's lots of great products you can use. There is this this great product called Smooth Me Ingrown Hair Wipes. And these are little wipes that are great for banishing bumps and ingrown hairs. And they do it really quickly and easily. And it's this great, perfectly portable container. So it's perfect for sort of being on the go. And it's $28.50. We've also got Slow It Body Lotion and Body Wash. And I think your listeners are really going to love the sound of this, because both of these products are formulated with hair growth minimizer. So that's going to reduce the appearance and the thickness of hair regrowth. And it also leaves your skin, you know, super soft and summer smooth. And so the Slow It products are $20.
So do people have to go to the store to get these products, or can they go to a website? Where do they get everything?
Well, you can get everything at one of the European Wax Center's 730 locations nationwide. You can go to waxcenter.com to find a location near you and to make an appointment. It's really important to hydrate and exfoliate and moisturize, you know, all the time. But if you really want to have the smoothest skin possible, you do want to wax, you know, not just in the summer. You want to wax all year.
I just wanted to hop in and say something before we wrap up.
Yeah.
I know from my own experience there, I know they have a couple services that if you go to the actual location your first time, you can get it for free. And so for anyone, I mean, all of these products are really cool, but I think a lot of people don't know exactly what they should be doing and when they should be doing it. So that's a really great opportunity to go in, get a free eyebrow wax or a free underarm wax or something like that, and then you can talk to the professionals there about exactly what you need. So you can find out more information at waxcenter.com. It's 53 after on the DJV show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.